Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about what happens when you make your dreams come true. You know, for over 20 years, I wanted to go live in California, and I was able to make that a reality. And I have to tell you something. There were some really good things about it and some really horrific things about it. But the bottom line is this. As one of my most favorite elderly clients told me many, many moons ago, to have a fulfilling life, one needs to live without regrets. And doing those things that you have in your heart that you're called to do is helping one live without regrets. So I don't have any regrets about the 3 years I spent in California, but there were some very interesting learnings that I'd love to share with you about how this all went down. First of all, I went out there thinking that I'd be able to meet a lot of the luminaries in my field. And you know what? I met a lot of luminaries in my field, but apparently, they thought they were so big, they didn't need to pay any attention to me. Well, some of them did, but a lot of them were bigger than their britches, which is kind of too bad, because a lot of them, I really respected the work that they had done, and this is like going to seminars of maybe 50 people in one case and a few hundred in the other. Every other month over at Torrance Memorial Hospital, they would have these big lectures with world-renowned people coming to talk about addictions. And then on the corresponding every other month over at the Thelma McMillan Center for Addictions, they had a smaller room where they'd bring in more local people to talk about addictions. And by the way, all these seminars were really interesting. I did not agree with some of what these people had to say because I really don't believe in the 12-step programs being a hypnotist. I'm sorry. Having people get up and say, hello, my name is, and I'm an addict, is only going to teach people to be addicts. That's the way the unconscious mind works. Repetition. So we want the repetitions in the unconscious mind to be positive, freedom-loving, grounded words that they hear themselves say and hear other people say about them, or in this case, you. That being said, I also thought that I'd be able to maybe start a television program and get some true hypnotism out there so I could debunk a lot of the myths and unrealities around it. And I actually had a conversation with one person who was a producer for a show out there in LA. They really didn't have any good ideas on how to get me out there, and really my interest wasn't that big as it turned out, because between you and I really hated LA, I hated Hollywood and everything it stood for. The fact that these people can make so much money and find 50 million ways to hurt themselves and the people around them, you hear it in the news, and unfortunately a lot of it is true. Who needs it? My love and my care goes toward the young kids, many of them immigrant kids, who are going to college, first ones in their families to do so, who are just looking for a way to get rid of their depression, their anxiety, the traumas that they experienced in their younger years. Those were the people I truly, truly cared about and worked with the most of all. And interestingly enough, because I was in Boston area for so long, most of my clients actually worked with me through the phone or through Skype from Boston. So even though I had some clients in California, the great majority actually were from Boston. So there you go, flexibility is key. But the thing that I did get, and I would never know this, and this is what I want you all to understand here. Just because we think we know why we're going to do something or why we're called to do something doesn't mean we have a clear clue at all. I was able to get my professionally done speaker reels done by a videographer who I actually worked with his whole family because he had a grandchild with Asperger's. And she was really depressed, and he wanted me to help her to get out of the dark. That's the way she called it. And so we did quite a bit of work and family work, and they become like family to me in a way. And I got these really great professional speaker reels, and they're actually up on my YouTube channel under Suzanne Kellner Zink. And I'm really proud of them. He did a great job. And then the other person that I met who is really, really instrumental to me was a client of mine who was summarily fired through text, who was 22 at the time, I believe, maybe 23. And she had suffered some real trauma because her older brother had gotten into drugs when she was like 13 years old. And there was a lot of anger and yelling and screaming in their little tiny house. Immigrant family from Mexico. She was in college doing her best, and she was so depressed because this anxiety was eating up her life, and she didn't know how to get through it, even though she tried a lot of therapies, quote unquote. And I'm really glad I was able to help her to be able to gain access to a required class that they weren't going to allow her to take a third time because she had already flunked it twice due to her depression. But I wrote a couple of letters for them at the school, and she's going to be completed in a year, and she's going to be my marketing and sales and public relations person. That's what she's studying at school, and she now has 12 people working under her, even though it's only a part-time job. She's amazing. She has more class and more integrity than most of the adults I meet every day in my life. I love kids that age. So she's amazing. And another really important person I met is someone who I'm going to partner with, because she is an amazing biochemist from Vietnam. She knows how to synthesize materials. She doesn't believe in it because the synthetics do not work as well, and they can create a lot of problems. So we did an exchange where she helped me to drop about 15 years off my looks by getting rid of awful wrinkles and some scars on my face, which I'm very grateful for, and even toe fungus too, using all of these potions she has. I mean, really, she's amazing. And I helped her to get through her blocks to building her business she had been working at for 15 years. So this is the thing. We really don't know why we're called to do certain things. And don't get me wrong, I love living in South Bay, California, being close to the beach cities, walking the beaches, being really close to some really beautiful areas. I mean, I was a mile away from the beach, you know, no big deal. And a lot of people from all over the world would come visit, rightfully so. It's a gorgeous place, and up in Rancho Palos Verdes, really beautiful. I worked with a family up there for the last 5 weeks I was there, actually. And they had, it was a kind of small lot for the house, but they had a beautiful house, and they had a built-in swimming pool, and they had a view of the ocean. I mean, come on, it doesn't get much better than that. So I got to live that lifestyle, if you will, and that was fine. And now it's time to get on with the next projects. And the next projects, which I'm rolling out really soon, are actually two things. We're going to be putting together some trainings only for the trainers of hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming and for the licensed medical and mental health professionals who are interested in actually learning how to truthfully help their patients heal of sex addiction, anorexia, bulimia, and drug addiction. We're going to run these all over the world in very beautiful spiritual places, and we're going to include a lot of outside activities and breakthrough activities, because this is the thing. I know from the trainings I did, I needed to break through my own crap, and I needed to deal with a lot of the past traumas, and I would even say mental and physical illnesses that I was dealing with at the time. And in order to be congruent, we need to deal with our stuff first. So anyone who comes on board, they're going to have to clear their own crap first before I teach you anything about how to enter the mind of another person. It's called integrity, guys. That's all it is. And it's really important, and I don't see a whole lot of it out in the world, and that really makes me sick, actually. And the second thing we're going to be doing is putting together sponsored programs, and a percent of the money gotten from the trainings and actually selling my intellectual property, like my inductions and my books, is all going to go toward helping kids clear themselves of cancer, because honestly, I can't do it for them. That's not within the realm of anyone's ability. But I can teach them how, because they're already in the fantastical hypnotic mind. Gotta love it. They don't ask if they're hypnotized. They don't care. All they want is to be healed. And we're going to include the whole families, because we don't want their siblings feeling left out. We want the parents to learn how to release the stress and for the whole family to have fun together and interact with other families who are going through the same ordeal. And we want to offer this for free, again, all over the world in spiritual places. So be looking out for information as it comes out. I'm going to be doing the pages for these two programs over the next few days to more fully explain what we're doing. Because this is the deal. I know that if I got rid of my own mentionoma brain tumor, it was not cancerous, thank God, but I did visualize it away. These kids could do it in one fraction of the time that it took me, which was about 2 years. And I also know that if we're going to help people heal, we need to heal ourselves first. That's where it begins. Who are we to say that we can do anything for another person if we're not willing to look at ourselves, look in the mirror, and really handle our own crap? And I'll tell you this too. I fired so many of my trainers and even employers because they had no freaking integrity. Yeah, they could have taught me a lot more things, but this is the deal. I don't want to be with people who don't share my values and speak one thing and they act a different way on the other side. It doesn't work for me. And I certainly hope that you feel the same for you. Because my dad taught me way back when, he's been dead since 85, but what he taught me when I was working under him in high school and college was this. You want to learn from the top 1% of the top 1%, the best in the field who actually walk the walk and care about the outcome of their patients. He was a dentist. He cared so much about his patients. He took the time it took. And I'm going to tell you this too. He was of true service for his community. You know, there were certain people who could never afford to pay the cost to get their teeth fixed correctly. He didn't care. He made enough money doing it with the people who could. And that's the thing too. We always have to remember from where we came. He came from the ghettos of Brooklyn. His dad died when he was 12. He worked his way through school. And he was a self-made millionaire, doing the right thing. And that's what I really want to be following in his footsteps. And I also want to follow in the footsteps of the beloved Orman McGill, hypnotist, who died in, I think it was 91. And he did what he loved. He loved what he did. He was always happy and always wanted to share things. And it was never about the money for this man. He traveled the world. He did so many things. He wrote so many books. And no one had a negative thing to say about him. Unfortunately, people can always say that about me because I get kind of emotional sometimes. Hey, we all have our thing. But this guy, he really used his life up. He never let his life use him up. So that's another philosophy that I live by. And I don't care what I have to go through to do the things that I'm going to be doing. It doesn't matter to me. I'll go wherever I got to go to make it happen. Because the last thing I'm working on right now is a master's degree in human development. I certainly don't need to study how to do clinical psychology. My clients do well, thank you very much. However, I am learning how to do research, assess research, and write grants. And all that's going to go into a doctoral program to prove the efficacy of my protocols I've been using quite successfully with my clients for the past 15 years. Because this is the thing too. We need to get the work out there so that people will be able to be healed. Everyone has the right to be healed who wants to be healed. We don't have the right to keep them codependent. We don't have the right to tell them that they only can manage their illnesses. Who are we? Gods and goddesses? Please, get over yourselves. I know I've been over myself for a really long time. Albeit maybe some of my sisters don't believe that's true, but that's their issue, not mine. You know, my clients, they make me look like I walk on water. You look at the testimonials at dawningvisions.com. Some of them will make you cry. Antonio Martin, God bless him, I saw his parents at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention just on Saturday. I sat between the two of them at the banquet, and his mom wants to write his story. If there's a story to write, it's about this kid who was told he'd be dead or in jail by the time he was six, 18 years old. He was 16 when I worked with him. He owns two companies and is working for the government and helps other people find jobs wherever he is. He's doing so well. He's an unbelievable example of what can be done if we actually listen instead of talk. If we care instead of judge. If we're present instead of pretending. That's the difference that makes a difference. And those are the people that I want to train. And those are the people who I want to invite to help their kids clear the cancer and allow the families to grow stronger as a result of the challenges that they have for the sibling who has the cancer issue. Because this is the thing too. I had a brother who died of leukemia. I was 2 months old. I don't remember him. Got a photo of him, but I don't remember him. He was only 4 years old. That's back in 1961. They didn't have any idea how to deal with leukemia back then. They've come far from then now. But this is the point. I got rid of that meningioma. I had a mentor. He was not a teacher. He was a mentor, and he took me under his wing, and he worked in oncology at Beth Israel Hospital in Boston. And he's the one who told me, we need to be there for the clients when they need us, not when we choose to be, because we are there to be of service. And let me tell you something, that man was at that hospital all hours, depending on when his patients needed him. End of story. He was a PhD licensed psychologist. Actually, he let the license go. He wasn't using it. But he did have a PhD out of Boston University, which he got in 1964 when I was all of 3 years old. And he did amazing things. He also told me that hypnotism is magical. I was going to see a lot of things happen. But I always had to give credit to the clients. And I always do. Tom Nicoli will tell you that hypnosis is magical, but it's not magic because the clients have to do their work. And that's true too. And Julie Griffin would say that hypnosis is meditation with a purpose. It truly is, because the mind is in the same place as one would be in meditation, out of beta into alpha or theta. So there you go. I hope that you learned something from this particular episode of Claim Your Excellent Life. And please send me emails at Suzanne@dawningvisions.com, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, @DAWNING, V as in Victor, I-S as in Sam, I-O-N-S as in Sam.com. Any ideas for podcast or web blogs? Send them along. Always open to do the research and to answer questions if they're asked. As always, thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.